Please do be seated. We've come to the part of our service where we're going to be having our reading. And today we're going to do not just a story from a book in the Bible. We just thought we'd go whole hog and do the whole Bible in one go, if that's okay with you. So we're going to try and do the entire story of the entire Bible in 50 words. So that's what we're aiming for. So please, if you've been given a card and you've been invited to be part of this, please may I ask for you to come up, and you should have a card with a number on it. So can I have number one here, number two, three, four, all the way down to 25 there? And can we hold it so we can't see the words just yet? That would be really helpful. Thank you. So number one down this end, all the way through to 25. Lovely. We might need to step down on the floor. That might be handy. And then we can spread out. Lovely. So do you want to come this side? Come here. Yeah, that's lovely. Lovely. So if you come there, that's lovely. There we go. Thank you. That's perfect. And Angie, just there. You're number one? Yeah, that's it. So I'm just going to double check. We've got 25. Those of you before me might be able to work this out before I get there. We've got 25 people. And can you have it, please, that your number is at the bottom so that you can just do this at the right moment? That is genius. I know. There we go. Are you number eight? Perfect. Can I ask you to just do it that way? That's lovely. 10, 11. Yeah, if we just ask you to do it that way, hold it. That's it. Then you can. There we go. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Fabulous. And you're going to flip it like that when I ask you to. That's lovely. Thank you. Okay, here we go. So at the same time, we're going to have on the screen the same words and a little picture. So my challenge for you is this. As we go through the whole Bible in 50 words, every key that we get, so every key sentence we get, try and think if you know of the story it relates to. So here we go. Ready? God made. Adam bit. Noah arced. Abraham split. Jacob fooled. Joseph ruled. Bush talked. Moses balked. Pharaoh plagued. People walked. Sea divided. Tablets, Jacob, guided. Promise landed. Saul freaked. David peaked. Prophets warned. Jesus born. God walked. Love talked. Anger crucified. Hope died. Love rose. Spirit flamed. Word spread. God remained. Now, the question is, not only were we going through the whole Bible in 50 words and trying to think of all the stories, I wonder where God was in each of these stories. Thank you very much. Would you like to go and sit back down? Thank you. Now, in a moment, we're going to watch something on the screen, but can I just say that if you've got any children that get a little bit wriggly, we do have a craft table available, and there are areas around the room with toys. So do please take those and just sit back down. Thank you. So we had quite a story there where we passed on from one to the other. So we'd love for you to watch this.
Well, thank you to Team Bible. That was fabulous, wasn't it? Now, I need three of the people who were there to come and join me again, to be roughly in the places they were. If you had God made on your piece of card, I think that was you, Andrew, actually. You still got the card. If you had Jesus born on your card, was that you? Yeah, do you want to come up here? Stand about where you were, okay? So you were about there, weren't you? Have you got your card, or did you give it back to someone? Okay, it's all right, don't worry. And if you were spirit-flamed, who is spirit-flamed? Is it somebody over here? Excellent. Do you mind coming out? So, Andrew, you stand over there. About where you were, so at that end. Lovely. Thank you, Jude. All right. So Jesus born is about here, and spirit flamed is about there. Brilliant. Thank you. So you could, we won't get everybody else to stand up. Okay. Right. So one of the questions was, where did you see God in that story? Well, God got mentioned in one or two of them. God made, of course, creation at this end. And then, of course, when we talk about the Trinity, Jesus was the Son of God. Yeah? Did we say Jesus? Oh, that wasn't very good, was it? Should we try again? Should we say Jesus?
Jesus!
Thank you. And then, of course, we heard the story of Jesus dying and rising again, going back to his Father. And then we had Pentecost last week, the coming of the Spirit. Now, when we think of God, do we think of God the Father as being over here, making stuff? Do we think of God the Son as being over here in the Gospels? But then, do we think of God the Spirit being over here in the church? Yeah? Three different ideas of God? Yeah, wrong. Because we believe in one God, don't we? Yeah? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I need you two to come down here. Okay? All right, stand next to me. I was going to get them to hold hands, but maybe I won't. But you get the idea, okay? And we had that picture of the relay race. Did you see that? Yeah? You're a bit worried I'm going to get you to do that. Well, I'm not. Don't worry. And I needed a baton to think about the Bible story and the idea of the baton being passed on from one part of the story to the next. And I thought, what's going to be the best baton? The cross? Yeah? Okay? So do we see the cross? At creation. Does somebody want to grab it? Have you got a spare? There you go. So when we look at the God of creation, we see Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as the God of creation. And that's what it says in the Bible. Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty, darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. So you have God the Creator, and you have the Spirit hovering over the waters. And then John 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. That's the Son. So in creation, are we happy that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are there? Yes? Excellent. Right. Could you walk down here and stand about there? That was Jesus born. Okay? So what does it say in the Gospels? Well, the beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. So Jesus is the Son of God, yes? Okay. John, Father, just as you are in me, I am in you. So the Son is in the Father and the Father is in the Son. They're the same. And then in Luke 24, I'm going to send you what the Father has promised, but stay in the city and you will be clothed with power on high. Where does the power come from? The Father and the Son. They're all together. Even when we look at Jesus being born as a baby, they're all together. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How many gods are there?
One.
If you move down just a little bit, so we've had love, walking, hope dying, and then the risen Christ, and then we come to Pentecost. And what happens? The Spirit of God comes. And the Spirit of God comes to live in us and with us to give us power and peace. Yes, that's what we were talking about last week? Okay, so who is the Spirit? Well, they're still together, aren't they? So that Spirit of God that is in us is God. The power and peace of God who created everything is the same God that's inside us and lives with us. When we say Jesus is Lord, we get that Spirit flame, which is God in us. Isn't that amazing? So when you look at one, when you look at the Father, or you look at the Son, or you look at the Spirit, any part of the Bible, you are seeing the same God. There's one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Got it? Well, you're doing better than 2,000 years of theologians. So what does all that mean?
You dropped a piece of paper.
Okay, that's fine, don't you know. Okay, so, Romans 8. But you are not ruled by your sinful selves, you are ruled by the Spirit, if that Spirit of God really lives in you. And then we get to the end of the story. If you could just shuffle along just a little bit. The end of the story. MD read Revelation recently? Yeah, I didn't understand a word of it. Revelation 21:22. I did not see a temple in the city because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Who's the Lamb?
Jesus.
Bit quiet again.
Jesus.
Thank you. And then it says, then the angel showed me the river of the water of life as clear as crystal flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb down the middle of the city. So even when Jesus comes and everything is made perfect afterwards, the heavens and the earth are remade and everything is the way it was supposed to be in the beginning, and we're there again worshipping God forever, who do we see there? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The one God that made us and saves us and makes us like him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the challenge to us is to believe that the God of peace and power lives in us. Peace for the storms of this life and the power to change the world. Amen. It's a mystery. God wins. Thank you. Let's pray. Let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you made us. We thank you that you love us, and we thank you for all that you give us. Father, we thank you for your Son. We thank you that he died for us. We thank you that he came to show us what it is to be human. He showed us perfect humanity. And Father, we thank you for your Spirit. And we thank you that you gave your Spirit that we will be made like you. Help us to want you more. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand and worship our Lord.